Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. But for a radio audience here in Mississippi, WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all could be with us. Also, those tuning in to our friends at iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, as well as Blog Talk Radio. Glad you all could be with us as well. Well, one of the big things we've been hearing a lot about lately is about finances. And that probably is a conversation you're not used to having, but it definitely is one that is important for all of us, no matter the size of your household or your current situation. Our next guest knows this real well. We're excited to welcome Calvin Williams Jr. to our program. He's the CEO of Freeman Capital. We're going to talk to Calvin not only about the importance of financial literacy, but also how it can help you to not only have some peace of mind now, but also to prepare for the future. If you guys are just now finding out about Freeman Capital, we'll let you know where to find out more information from them. But Calvin, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all ours, man. So I want to, first of all, begin with your success, because that's one of the things I noticed when I was prepping for your segment. I mean, you've been able to find an area that you've been able to not only help people, Calvin, but also to find success along the way. What has it been like for you to not only have your hard work recognized, but also know that you're able to provide a powerful service too?
I mean, it is really just the dream being manifested. I mean, when I had this idea, it really came down to taking a major risk because I had a good paying job at that time. But I just believe that we could do good and run a good business at the same time. So it does mean a lot for these things. And I'm just thankful that we're able to help out more people because really that's what this whole thing is about. And that's why it's worth it.
So I want to talk about this conversation about finances, about money. Calvin, it's so interesting, right? People don't normally like to talk about money. They don't normally like to think too much about their finances. I think for some people, because it can be frustrating, it can be confusing.
Mm-hmm.
They hear terms and they're not really sure what it means. When did you realize the importance of financial literacy?
I think that I am blessed in the fact that I grew up in a household where my parents talked about finances. I mean, they even went as far as there's a money program that was out back in the 90s and 2000s called Quicken. And I was even set up on Quicken to even manage my little $14 a hour job. Actually, I think it was that much. I think $7 an hour at McDonald's. And you know, I was going in there and like planning out my finances. So I'm fortunate to have been exposed to it, both in the positive side and also in the tough times as well, because my own family, they would share like mistakes that they made, things that they wish that they would have done better. And that foundation is what led me down the road that I have gone down now.
Yeah, I think that's it. And I think, you know, for a lot of people, you know, if they're going to have these conversations, Calvin, they want to deal with people, for one, that they trust, but also relatable.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that was a part of your story as well. So talk to us about that. What has it been like for you to let people know that it's, one, okay to have these conversations about money and money management and getting their finances together, but also feeling comfortable with who they're sharing that information with?
That is such a foundational point, because when you look at the money management space, it's unfortunately not a very diverse and inclusive space. They're trying to work on it, but they have a long, long way to go. And that's why we founded Freeman Capital, because we wanted to create a culture and an environment to where people don't have to worry about code switching when they go into the office. Are they being judged because they might look a certain way, talk a certain way? We wanted to build a welcoming environment for people like my friends and like my family, who are from different walks of life, but all trying to do the best that they can. And the traditional money management industry, they use a lot of jargon and words that you know, in some ways help to justify those very high fees. They make folks feel like they don't know what's going on, so you have to rely on the people. And so for us, we focus on that education, empowerment, and then giving folks the exact steps they need to take to increase their money and their net worth that month and every month forward.
Do you think because of your background and because of, I love the fact that you shared that about your household, Calvin, do you think that kind of gave you the courage to go, as you said, to take the risk, to leave the comfort of a job and then to be able to start your own company?
I do think that it came from that because even my mother, she was an entrepreneur. She was a real estate agent as well. And even though my father never was, he always wanted to be, and I saw how supportive that he was of that role while he worked his job. And they inspired in me at a very early age to try and do things. And so I can remember having a lawn care business when I was a teenager. I began to build websites at a very young age, I think in high school, for like churches and businesses. So, and then, of course, it just grew from there in college. And so kind of having that support and that encouragement. And then once you stretch a muscle and see how strong you are, you just want to keep getting stronger and stronger. And that is what we did. And that's that same type of mentality that we bring to each one of our clients as we work with them. We want them to get stronger and stronger so that they can do greater things as well.
Yeah, and I think that is the thing that all of us can be able to look forward to being able to do. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Calvin Williams Jr. to our program today. Calvin is the CEO of Freeman Capital. We're going to let you guys know how to stay connected with them and be able to even reach out to them with your questions as well. So let's talk about the why, Calvin, for a moment. Because, I mean, for people out there who are listening to this conversation, you know, maybe they have a job, maybe they are thinking about being able to, you know, to save, maybe not even for vacation, just to be able to have something in case of an emergency, which could happen very easily in the world we're living in today. What is the main why for our audience, Calvin, that they should be thinking about financial planning?
So we are here to help build Black and Brown wealth. When you look at the racial wealth gap, it's unfortunately getting wider. And even though in our communities our income is growing, we're not turning that income into wealth that we can pass on to the next generation. And when we want to be more healthy, it's a cultural norm to go to a doctor, no problem at all. But when you want to build more wealth, it is not a cultural norm in our communities to go find a money doctor or a financial planner that you can work with. And that's because traditionally they would ideally only focus on people who are already wealthy because that's how their business model was set up. And so what we had to do here at Freeman Capital is that if we're going to help folks build wealth, because the stats show that people who have access to a financial plan and or planner have 2.5 times the wealth of those who don't. And because in our communities, we generally don't have access and use a planning service, That is further putting us at a disadvantage. So because we are going to become the majority of the U.S. population, it's critical that we help our communities build wealth, not just for our families, but for this whole nation. Because if we are the majority and we do better, then that means that our country can do better and all of our homes and our communities and families can do better as well. So our sole goal is to help increase Black and Brown wealth and close the racial wealth gap and start one family at a time.
Right. That is a powerful objective. And so let's talk about that one family at a time, because one thing I noticed about Freeman Capital is that you all realize it's not a one-size-fits-all. Did you know going into this, Calvin, that you would be basically tailoring something for each and every client and customer that came to you?
So I knew that we had to do that because when you look at what's out there, products and services that are general don't have the impact. And so because our focus, like for us internally, our key metric is how is the wealth building of our customers. And for us to do that, it means that we need to focus on each individual family and person and not just give them a general step-by-step plan. Because it's just like when, you know, you type into Google, you know, is this sickness bad? And then, like, the first thing that always comes up is death. Like, It's just always, it doesn't matter what you got. You got a broken leg, we're going to be like, you, it's death. Like, it's always the worst because you can't take general advice and apply that to specific situations. And because in our communities, we have folks who are learning how to be comfortable talking about their money. This is their first time working with a planner. They have unique situations where we have to deal with societal injustices that are in the world. Like, you can't just provide general advice for that type of a situation. For us to make the impact that we want and to help millions to close that wealth gap, we have to make it precise. And it just means that our customers get a better experience. So it's a win-win for us.
Love that. And let's talk about the other side of this, Calvin, because anytime you're dealing with something like finances and money, one of the big things that comes up is trust, right?
Yeah.
What has that been like for you to build the trust with those who work with you and knowing that they are looking to you to help them get to where they want to go?
This is probably the most critical part. And it's why we take our time when we design our plans, and when we think about how we can reach and help more people, is that we know that, unfortunately, there has been a number of predatory type behaviors that have happened in the financial industry, especially toward people of color. And so folks are already scarred. And that's just folks, it's just like trauma that is going on. And so for us coming into this situation, we had to think about that. That is why we do things like have free trials, why we let folks talk to a planner before they can get things going, why, you know, they can come and get free education, because we don't want to rush this process. We know that we can help, but we know that before, no one cares about how much help you can do until they know about how much you care. And so for us, we focus on caring and trusting, not talking down to people, empowering people. And then once that is done, we know that we can be successful in helping them to take better steps forward.
Yeah. And that is what you all have been able to do. So have you noticed, I'm curious about this, as I said, you know, you've been recognized because of the work you've been able to do with Calvin with Freeman Capital. Have you noticed that coming out of the pandemic that people are thinking more about their future?
Yeah, and I think that the pandemic has a number of terrible things that have happened. You've lost a family, you have job loss. There's so many bad things that happen. But if there is to be a silver lining due to this pandemic, it is the fact that finances and the impact of our finances is a lot more top of mind. Whether that is how we are spending our money and what we should and shouldn't be doing in our own perspectives, and to how do we pass on generational wealth. There are a number of unfortunate situations where people got very sick, or they even, you know, passed, and they, you know, are no longer with us, and their estates and their financial situations were not set up right. And when you really dive into part of why there is a wealth gap, it is partially because one generation is not passing on wealth to the other generation. And so it starts over from zero each and every time. And so as a result of this pandemic, we all had to deal with their own mortality. And so for us, that's why we focus so much on, okay, how can we get you right now and get you on a path that's a upward trend? And then how can we make sure that when we all have to pass on, that we are leaving our families in a better position, and so that our next generation and folks that we love, or, you know, folks that we might donate to, they'll be in a better place. And by having that mindset of building for now, passing on for later, that's how we can make a dent in this wealth gap.
Yeah. And it's such an important thing for all of us to be able to think about. So let's talk about the start, because, again, for everything these days, it's all about how you start. If someone is listening to this conversation, Calvin, and they're trying to figure out, okay, do I need to be doing this? Is there, I mean, who do you see, if you're talking to someone, who do you see as the ideal client for Freeman Capital when it comes to being able to help them?
That's a really great point. So most financial planners, you know, they are doing the traditional thing, which is they want to serve folks who have millions of dollars and they can manage that for them. Where we are, our focus is that we want to help people build wealth. And so most of our clients, either it's their first time investing or they're very new to it. We help them figure out how to save better, how to pay off their debts faster so that they can be more secure and just more confident with their finances. We help folks figure out how to best use their retirement benefits on their job or save for their own retirement and then get set up for insurance and wills and estates. And so for us, we want to be the financial planner of everyday people. I have a dream of like a teacher passing down her financial planner to her kids, or a fireman. Like, that is my goal. So like, we want to serve people like you and I, regular folks, and then put them in the best position possible for them to enjoy their life and then put their next generation even further ahead.
And I think that is the big thing there, Calvin. And I think to be able to put them ahead and to let them know that what they are trying to do matters to you is only going to encourage them to be able to do it. Again, everyone, Calvin Williams Jr. has been our guest. We're talking with him not only about what it's been like for him to build Freeman Capital, but also how their services are able to help individuals who are trying to be able to get themselves together, to be able to learn how they can be able to best use financial literacy, but also to get on the right path as well. I want to ask you this last question. We're going to let you share with our audience, Calvin, how they can stay connected with you and, of course, contact Freeman Capital. But is it ever too late? I mean, I'm sure some people may be wondering, okay, is it too late for me to start? I mean, what do you normally say to people? Is there a time frame that is best or not as good when it comes to people trying to make plans?
So it is never too late, and here's why. We have users who have signed up with us and been in their 70s, and, of course, we have folks who are much, much younger. The bottom line is this. We are all dealing with the reality of our day-to-day interactions. But do you want to have someone that can help you look forward? And that's at any age and time and any circumstance as well. Because personally, myself, you know, this was birthed out of a time when I had graduated college and I had bought my own house in college. So I felt like I was doing well, and people looked at me like I was doing well, but right. I actually wasn't, because at that time I made a bunch of mistakes financially and was overwhelmed with my debt and my bills. And I was able to get out of that, but it was super hard, and no one should have to go through that much struggle. And so whether or not you're 70 or you are 20, we want to help you avoid or get out of those types of problems. Because then that's how we can all live a better life.
There you go. And that is the goal for everyone. Again, everyone, Calvin Williams Jr. has been our guest, the CEO of Freeman Capital, talking with us about the importance and the power of financial literacy and how Freeman Capital is helping individuals to start now to be able to create the path that they want, the future that they want for themselves. So, Calvin, let our audience know, how can they stay connected with you and, of course, find out more information about Freeman Capital?
Of course. So we have every Monday we give out free content in our newsletter. It's freemancapital.co. You can join on the website. Of course, you can follow us on socials, Freeman Capital. We are on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram and Facebook. And of course, myself, I'm pretty active on LinkedIn, and I'm just Calvin Williams Jr. But I'm happy to help talk to as many people as we can. So that we can make this country and our community much better.
Well, Calvin, congratulations to you again on all your success. So glad that we had a chance to speak with you today. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime.
Thanks so much. I look forward to it.
All right, man. We thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live here at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.